This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados has recorded yet another homicide. Hinesbury community is shaken up after stabbing death at a funeral home. A resident at Gall Hill Christ Church is concerned about the crime following the recent death of a shooting victim from that area. Staff back on the job at the QEH. A human rights lawyer reiterate calls for laws relating to animal abuse to be enforced. And Palestinians say 100,000 residents are trapped in Israel's North Gaza offensive. Good afternoon. With the details, I am Christo J. Paul. Details ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another homicide. A man has been killed at Jackson St. Michael. The victim is said to be Pedro Cadell. He died at the scene in a track between several houses. Alvernarda Corbin is on the scene.
One man is now dead following an incident at Jackson Plainfield Road, St. Michael. Sources indicate that the situation stemmed from another incident that occurred prior. Starcom Network News understands that an old lady was struck by a car in that separate incident. Sources say that the alleged perpetrator tried to get away but was accosted by a group of individuals. The victim is said to be known to law enforcement. Police have cordoned off the area and are investigating the matter. Vernardo Corbin, Starcom Network News.
Thank you, Vernardo. Residents at Deacons Village, Hinesbury Road, St. Michael are stunned over the death of 63-year-old Trevor Bradshaw at the Paramount Funeral Home. Last Friday, Bradshaw, along with other relatives and friends, were at the funeral home to view the body of his brother, the late Erwin Bradshaw, formerly of Princess Royal Avenue, Pinelands, St. Michael, when a verbal dispute ensued which resulted in Bradshaw sustaining stab wounds to the torso. He succumbed to injuries at hospital, while his nephew, 42-year-old Ramel Williams, is in police custody, assisting police with their investigations. When Starcom Network News visited relatives at Hinesbury Road, they were too distraught to speak. However, a close friend of the family who was at the funeral recounted what took place.
All I can say is a misunderstanding, misjudgment. Everything just went off key. No. Yeah, I didn't know, yeah. No, it started with the accused and another brother had a little altercation, like, you know, quarreling and things. So then this brother, you know, particular brother, you know, intervened, trying to, you know, bring it to a standstill. But nobody actually ain't see directly stabbing, because it happened around the other side. But just like see come wrong, you know, like, nobody seen, nobody really seen that. Really, truly, it stunned everybody. Oh no, it still got people believe that it ain't happened at all. It still ain't come home yet that it happened.
Another resident expressed surprise over the entire incident, as the family is generally good people. She said the incident occurred in the presence of the mother of the deceased.
All I could tell you, he was a good boy, don't get in trouble, don't do no boy now, and he just quiet. Oh Lord. And it just like, it just got everybody sad. It's surprising. He wasn't expecting it. And I feel real sorry for the mother. Because, you know, put it on one, and that happened the same time. Same day. She was viewing her son. Well, the other one got killed.
In the same place.
Same place.
Residents of Dean's Village, Hinesbury Road, St. Michael. Meantime, a resident of Gall Hill Christ Church is concerned about the level of violence in Barbados following Thursday's fatal shooting of a man at Weeksland Goodland, St. Michael. The victim, who was shot multiple times, drove himself to the hospital in his bullet-riddled vehicle, but passed away sometime around 6:30 p.m. on Friday. No one was at home when Starcom Network News visited the area, but a resident told us they are devastated by the incident.
This is devastation to any period at all in the world. This is devastation. And this is saying that we're going through every day. You're living your life and you're feeling sad, you're feeling lonely because we're losing children, friends, family, here, there, everywhere, and it ain't getting better, it ain't getting easier. And my heart bleeding for it. It's sad. It's real, real sad, honestly.
A resident of Gall Hill Christ Church in the lunchtime edition. Staff at the QEH, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, are back on the job after several workers failed to show up for work yesterday. Reports indicate that nurses, emergency room technicians, orderlies, and other staff did not turn up for work in protest over what they claim is the non-payment of the COVID-19 hazard allowance. QEH communications specialist Shane Seeley says staff are back on the job and investigations are ongoing into a message sent out to staff about a temporary shutdown of shifts.
We were able to implement a number of contingencies to cover any shifts where staff was short. And I am happy to say that with the commendable efforts of all of our staff, both medical and ancillary, we were able to address any situation and ensure that patient safety was not compromised. But we continue to address the situation, and we will be meeting with the National Union of Public Workers in short order to discuss how we can go forward and find an amicable solution to these matters.
He emphasized that the shortage did not impact the operations at the hospital.
Where we were short, we were able to call in staff on the nursing side to the accident and emergency department, and we were actually very successful in dealing with our patients there. And as far as the EAS is concerned, senior members of staff came in to meet the shortfall.
QEH communications specialist Shane Seeley. Human rights lawyer and a chairperson of the Barbados Bar Association Human Rights Committee, Lalu Hanuman, is calling for laws relating to animal abuse to be enforced. Hanuman was speaking to the host of Animal Craze, Gil Hunt, on VOB 92.9 FM last weekend as they were discussing animal welfare in Barbados.
Well, with the rise in gun crime in Barbados, the judiciary in Barbados has been sensitized to the need to have strict penalties. And I think a similar sensitization is required for animal abuse. It's all well and good having material in legislation, but yeah, unless it's implemented, it's useless. For example, the Dog Licensing and Control Act of 1985 in section 19 actually speaks to a dog owner who abuses a dog being disqualified for life. Since 1985 in Barbados, yes?
Right.
But I've never heard of anybody being disqualified in Barbados.
No, I haven't.
For abusing a dog. I'm not aware of anybody being fined or imprisoned.
Human rights lawyer and chairperson of the Barbados Bar Association Human Rights Committee, Lalu Hanuman. The charred remains of two people were found in the wreckage of a plane that crashed on Ragged Island. Law enforcement from the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos responded to the incident that occurred yesterday and found the twin-engine plane engulfed in flames and destroyed. Police said further examination of the aircraft initially revealed the remains of one person, but later notified that the remains of a second person were found. Details on the plane and the identity of its occupants were unclear. And finally, the Palestinian Emergency Services report that Israeli tanks thrust deeper into two North Gaza towns and a historic refugee camp, trapping around 100,000 civilians in what the military said were operations to eliminate regrouping Hamas militants. The Israeli military said soldiers captured around 100 suspected Hamas militants in a raid into Kamal Adwan Hospital in the Jabalia camp. Hamas and medics have denied any militant present at the hospital. Recapping the headlines. Barbados has recorded yet another homicide. Hinesbury community shaken up after stabbing death at a funeral home. A resident at Gall Hill Christ Church is concerned about the crime following the recent death of a shooting victim from that area. Staff back on the job at the QEH. A human rights lawyer reiterate calls for laws relating to animal abuse to be enforced, and Palestinians say 100,000 residents are trapped in Israel's North Gaza offensive. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.